Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some wanna be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just wanna be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really want to do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, because, yeah.
If you believe it, then you can achieve it. And if you pray and
are
doubt, you can have it.
All right.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Just listen to you, reach out and claim it. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray
hold on,
don't worry about a name or nobody.
Just
listen to you, reach out and claim it.
Now there's no way that we could ever lose. Now we got on our side, yeah. 'Cause this word simply says that, yeah. If God be before us, who could ever be against us? And this is the confidence that we should have concerning Him. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That anything that we ask of Him, we know He hears us, but oh,
my friend, you can make it if you try.
Make it if you try.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Hallelujah. If you believe it, you can achieve it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word, Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca and Tina Michelle. Amen. It's a good day. It is a great day to be alive. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hey, Tina, what's happening?
Hey, you know, I was just listening to that song and being blessed. I've only heard the clip from the beginning.
Yes.
The whole thing, I said, wow, that is an on-time word.
Amen.
If it looks possible, but if the circumstances line up, but if you can believe it, you will.
Amen. Amen. If you can believe it, right?
That's right. That's right.
If you can believe it.
That's right. If you can believe it. And that's saying a whole bunch.
My God.
A lot of us assent to it doesn't mean that we actually believe it.
That's right, and we do. You know, the faith part is so important. You know, we have to really, really believe what God has put in us. We have to believe what God has called us to do, and we have to believe that we can do it. We have to believe that we can do all things with Christ Jesus, and I'm blessed by the song. I was playing it because I just finished braiding Kayla's hair. I did the mommy thing. This is woman to woman, right?
That's right.
And I did the mommy thing today and braided my baby girl's hair. It took me an hour. And I looked at the clock and I said, oh, wow, I have to go and do the broadcast, the radio broadcast. And when the program comes on, automatically the music is the intro.
Mm-hmm.
And today I needed a little bit more time. But were you blessed?
I was blessed. Who is that artist? I mean, I need to go pick up that CD.
Oh, good. Julius Petty.
Okay, Julius Petty.
Julius Petty. He is an awesome young man of God. I guess he's about in his early 30s. And I met him over at Crossroads of Life bookstore over in Hillside, New Jersey here, just before he launched this CD. And the whole CD is awesome. The main cut, I believe, is Move. And he's actually talking to the devil. I have to get that uploaded. And it's like, get out of my way. Move. Get out of my way, you know. And that's what we need to say to the devil. Move. You know.
That's right. That's right. And don't push.
And don't push. That's right. Don't push, because we know that the devil is under our feet, and we can definitely, we definitely can tell that devil and any mountain that we have in our lives to move. Move.
Right.
Move. Be cast into the sea. Move. And the word says that that mountain shall be removed.
That's right. That's right.
Huh.
It's such a simple thing. Just, you know, all I feel like saying is Selah. Stop it.
Selah. My God. Well, welcome. Welcome to Power in the Word, everybody. This is Pastor Rebecca and Tina Michelle. The chat room is open. You can come in and chat with us. I know we got in here. The chat room was open about a minute after the program began, but the chat room is open. Some of you are already streaming. Come on into the chat room. The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. This is Woman to Woman. Amen. This is Woman to Woman, and we're going to be dealing with some issues, some things relevant to being a woman and being a woman of God. So come on in. Come on in and be a part of what God is going to do here. We're going to open in prayer, and I'm so blessed. I'll tell you about that after prayer. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let us pray, Tina. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You're worthy, God. Oh, God, you're so worthy to be praised. There's none like you, Lord, and we magnify your name today. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you that you're El Shaddai, the Almighty One, the big-breasted One, that we can come and cuddle in your arms, and you will provide for every single need that we have. We thank you, Lord, that nothing is impossible with you, that you are our peace, Jehovah Shalom. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, because you're our banner, Lord. My God, you are everything to us. We thank you, Lord, and we just worship you today for being all that we need and all that our hearts desire on today. Also, Lord, we know that with you on our side, we cannot lose. With you on our side, there's no weapon formed against us that can prosper. And with you on our side, we shall surely manifest greatness in our lives. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are getting the glory from this broadcast, Woman to Woman. We thank you for every person who will come. We thank you for every person who will listen via archive. We thank you for every person who will call. And we just ask that you be glorified in this time. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm so blessed. I am so blessed to have Tina Michelle with me. Tina Michelle is a certified biblical life coach, and she is truly a woman of God. She is a phenomenal woman, and I tell you, we had a great time on last week, and I'm just excited about what God is going to do this week. And the great thing about Tina Michelle, she came in and she said, you know what? I'm coming, and we don't rehearse. We don't rehearse anything. We just come as we are to speak what's on our hearts, what we believe is on the hearts of God, on the heart of God, and to hear what's on the hearts of the women who will come. So we invite all women, get on the phone, call up your girlfriend, call up your sister girl, call up everybody that you know and say, Pastor Rebecca and Tina Michelle are on the broadcast today, and they're getting ready to bless us in a mighty way. So Tina, I'm going to call you Tina, because that's what I know you as. Tina, God bless you, and welcome.
Amen. You know, I'm so excited to be here today, because when you were playing that song, I just came out of Mark 11:24. You know, and that happened the last time I was listening to you and Pastor Anthony, and I just came out of a scripture and a reading from your book that was completely synchronized with what we were talking about. So I say, you know, I sent a post out on MySpace, and I said, are you ready for an on-time word?
My God. My God.
Every time, even when I was at your church last October, I was amazed how everything was just on time. Mm. The word was on time. The Spirit of the Lord was on time. All the scriptures that all the different sisters brought to the table, it was like we sat in a table before your conference, the women's conference, and we sat someplace and said, okay, you come from this angle. And we didn't even speak to each other, but everyone was speaking an on-time word that collaborated with what the Lord was saying, not what we wanted to say, but what the Lord was saying in that room. So I know that now. You know how you look at something for a while and you can sort of, you know how you judge people by the fruit? The fruit that I've seen with you and Pastor Anthony is that it's always on time.
Amen. On time. Praise God. To God be the glory. Mm-hmm. To God be the glory. And, you know, that's what how the Holy Ghost came upon the people on the day of Pentecost. You know, they were all in the upper room and they were all on one accord. Amen. And then when we're in one accord with the Spirit, you know, then God can work miracles. But we need to get there. So I just thank God for some people of God who are gathering in this place and who have gathered in our church and who are on one accord. And I thank God for Dana Neal, who is here with us. Amen. And a word for you. God bless you. Welcome. Now, a word for you. I see that you had called in, and the phone lines are always open, so if you want to call back in, you can call in. Tina and I would love to speak with you. And, Tina, you're right. That was the women's conference, and the Lord just moved on that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I saw your beautiful face.
Yes, in the same year. And you look great. I mean, you look great in your picture, but, you know, nothing like you look in person. And you know, it's the glory of the Lord that is captured, you know, when you walk in person. You can actually see the Spirit when you see a person in the flesh. You know, when you see a person face to face, you can see them. And you can see the glory of the Lord all over you, Tina. When you walked in, I did a double take. I was like, wow, that girl is walking in so much glory. Praise be to God.
God, praise God. And I looked at your face and said, that's her, that's her. I just wanted to hug you.
Amen.
It's such a blessing when you see a sister that you just know without seeing the person. We didn't even meet each other. I just know that you are my sister, not just out of obligation, but you are my sister. God has knitted our hearts together. And I think as women, we really sort of need to understand that we love each other. We need each other. We're part of the same family, and we need to support each other.
We need
to support each other no matter what, instead of hating on each other.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, look, we're back.
Amen.
We're back. My God.
I just kept going.
My God. I said, keep talking. I said, Dana is scolding me in the chat room. She said, don't do that again. Don't do that again. Okay, Dana, I receive it. I receive it. I hung up on myself. I was trying to switch phones, And I hit the button and hung up on myself. But Tina, you were saying something so important about being sisters, because we spend too much time hating on each other. And really, we need to get on one accord. And we have to realize, look, God made us beautiful. God made each and every one of us beautiful. So what's the use in hating someone because they are beautiful or because they're gifted or and anointed or because God is using them?
That's right. And even when you were having a little bit of technical difficulty, I just continued on the Mark 11:24 that we have to have faith and not doubt. And even in our relationships with our sisters, we have to have faith in those, not so much in the person, in the God in that person, to move forward with them, because I think we're a little scared and skeptical sometimes about what the intention of that person is. But we
have
to move forward knowing that God has us. He knows our comings in and our goings out. We're blessing the city, blessing the field, blessing
yes.
the earth. So if we know that as daughters of God, individually, we know that we are his daughters. It makes it so much easier for us to come into fellowship with other sisters because we know who we are, because we know who God is.
Yeah, and you just said a lot, and I welcome Yvonne Reeves-Tong to the chat room. God bless you. And everybody that's streaming, this is Pastor Rebecca and Tina Michelle, and we're talking woman to woman. Let's talk woman to woman. And you can call in. The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. You can call in at any time during this dialogue. But the thing about it is, Tina, I mean, if we really want to be honest about it, we have to say that I have been burned by trusting women. You know, I have opened up my home, opened up my life, everything that I have to women, and have them stab me not in the back only, but also in the heart. And that's the worst thing. I mean, stab me in the back if you want, but don't stab me in the heart. I mean, while you're smiling in my face. You know, and I've had that happen to me to the point where I was disheartened, to the point where I didn't even want to minister. I'm just going to be honest, because I know a lot of us in ministry go through this. And even if we're not in ministry, even in the church, we go through this, you know, where we're trusting people and loving on people, but they're talking about us or maybe not supporting us, you know, or hating on us, you know. And I really got to the point where I was really discouraged, and the Lord began to minister to me. And I love when God ministers to me. And he reminded me what Pastor Anthony and I talked about on Tuesday, that we have to do what we do for God and not for people, and not to put our trust in man or woman, but to put our trust in God. And Tina, you know, I know for sure that as long as I put my trust in God, then I'm going to be okay with my sisters.
That's right. That's right. And that's so critical, because I always say it's not a matter of trusting you. It's the God in you.
My God.
Because it's the Christ in me that is the hope for glory. That is the hope for the glory of God.
Yes.
Manifested on this earth. It's not the Tina in me. It's not the attitude in me. It's not the degree in me. It's not the qualifications in me. That's the hope for glory. It's the God in me.
My God.
That's the hope for glory. So it's the God in me that can look past situations, look past indignations. We can look past these things.
Mm.
Know that God is in control and he's in the throne. And if we believe that, I mean, believe it without doubt, and just have
faith.
11:24.
Yes.
To say to that mountain, be thou removed, and do not doubt in your heart. We skim over that scripture, that do not doubt in your heart.
My God.
Reference it over to Hebrews, right?
My God. Wait a minute. You've been referencing that scripture. I just have to read it. Can I read it before you continue?
Please.
I want you to go ahead and finish that what you were saying. We were just talking about this. This is so powerful. I'm getting chills as I look at this scripture. Starting with Mark 11:22. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. That's what we were just talking about. In verse 23, he says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And 24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. My God.
That's powerful, because even when you look at the tenses that God uses, see, I love to look at words. I love words, as you know.
Yes.
I love to look at words. He doesn't say you will. He says you have. It's already done. And see, we can reference so many scriptures in the Bible, and how I like to read my word is that this is one conversation. It's one love letter, 66 books of one love letter from my daddy to me.
Amen.
So you can follow the conversation from in the beginning all the way to the maps.
My God.
All the way to the back of the Bible.
Amen.
The table of contents to the maps. It's one ongoing message of I love you. I've done this. Just trust me. Walk in me.
Wow.
Understand who you are as if I formed you. I foreknew you in the womb, as it says in Jeremiah. So when I read it this morning, I was just meditating, because sometimes I like to read the whole thing. I'll read the whole scripture. And then I like to go word by word and just five words, one sentence. Look at the original language. Get my little concordance.
Rip
it apart and just go, God, what are you saying? Because every word is alive and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. Therefore, every word is loaded.
Yes. My God. That's powerful.
Loaded. It's loaded. So when he says, I tell you the truth.
My God, verily, I tell you the truth, my God.
I tell you the truth. That's like my grandmother looking at me with her little pointy finger when I was 6 years old going, you better listen to me now. You hear me?
Yeah, I know, right?
You hear me? Like, I tell you the truth.
Amen, my God.
If you do that thing one more again, you and us, which are going to be friends.
My God, that's powerful.
I tell you the truth, that if you study and you do what you're supposed to do in school, you will have good grades and you will have access to everything that you need. I tell you the truth.
Yes.
So it's that impact. I looked at it and he said, God is saying, I tell you the truth. Telling you the truth. He is the truth, the way, and the life. So there is no truth outside of God.
There is no truth. Amen. There is no truth outside of God. And that is just so powerful. And I believe people are being encouraged even as they listen, because that word is life, you know, and so many of us have gotten to the point where we are weary, you know, and the Bible does tell us not to grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap a harvest if you faint not. And that's the thing, is you can't quit, you can't give up, you can't get discouraged to the point of quitting. You have to keep pushing on, you have to keep pressing, you have to keep fighting, you have to continue to prevail in the word and keep storing that word up in your heart, because that word is going to quicken in your life at just the right time. When you feel like you're dead, that word will quicken in your life and bring you right back to life. It will do a miraculous healing in your life. When you feel like you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, God's word will bring you back to life. Like he told the little girl when he said, Talitha Koam, little girl, I say to you, get up. God is saying that to some woman today, get up. Woman of God, little girl, get up, get up. I know you're tired. I know you've been through. I know that you're disappointed in some folk and some things and some circumstances, but it does not stop here. It's not over until God says it's over.
My God.
It's
not done until it's done. That is another scripture, my favorite scripture, Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60 is my word. You know, there's that one scripture that you just proclaim out of your mouth and
amen.
The spirit. Well, in this the version that I'm reading right now, which is the NIV, but I want to say it in the Amplified because that's how I've memorized it. But the NIV says, "Rise and shine, for your light has come.
My God,
the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. You see, darkness covers the earth and a thick darkness over its peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you, and nations will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar. Your daughters are carried in your arms. Then you will look and be radiant, and your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you, and the riches of the nations shall come." That is a powerful word.
Amen.
But that same word, for just the first scripture, going back to taking the tiny things, right? The tiny power of the word, that mustard seed word. In Amplified, you know what that word says? If someone has an Amplified, follow me. It says, rise and shine. Come up from your position of prostration in which your circumstances have left you, and rise to a new light.
That's powerful right there. Hey, that is powerful right there. Amen. Hallelujah. And I love the way that the King James reads. It says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." My God. My God. I mean, that is my prayer, to walk in the Lord's glory. Amen.
Amen.
To have his glory come upon me. You know, to everywhere that I go, that God's glory would be made manifest in my life. Not for me, but for him. You know, and that's just a powerful thing to know that your life does have purpose, and that, like you said, to be bowed down by circumstances, but then to have a realization that the circumstances cannot contain the glory of the Lord.
Yes.
My God,
that?
That's powerful.
And it goes right back to what we just said less than 10 minutes ago. I'm not trusting you because of you.
Yes.
It's the God in you. And
yes.
It's Christ in you, which is the hope of glory. See, when people come and they say to me, "Tina, can you speak?" And you know this, you've been a testimony. I don't go with all my little letters and my little accolades. I'm just me.
Amen.
I'm God's daughter. And what I have to say right now is not based on my accolades. It's based on my humanity and my experience with a merciful Father.
Amen.
A merciful God. I just love him.
Amen. I love him too. I just have to echo those words. Don't you love him? I love him. I love him. I love him. Amen. I just love him. I feel like shouting off of that. Amen. Woo. I love him. When two are gathered in my name, he says, I will be in the midst. And then God is here, because there are a lot of women here who are gathered in his name, and he's getting the glory right now. Go ahead, Tina. My God. Go ahead, girl. You were talking about when people ask you to speak.
Yeah, and I love to, but it's not me. And I thank God for what God has done in my life, because it was through pain and suffering were those things made, not because of glory and this pain and suffering. God produced fruit. I didn't have to go through it because I was hard-headed. I did.
My God.
But on the other side of it, whatever was not God's was shaken off. Hebrews 12. Forsake not the chastisement of the Lord.
That's right.
Forsake
That's
not.
That's right.
And
what he didn't shake off, he pruned, he cut off. And that, you know, that shaking and that pruning is not pleasant, and we already know that. Those of you who've been through anything, you know that. Go ahead, Tina.
But the blessing is, Pastor Rebecca, is that we've been through it. We're not
Yes.
We've been through it. There is another side. There's a point that it starts, and there's a point that it ends. When I'm coaching people, I have them, even I don't care if they're Christian, I don't care if they're not, because to me, I don't have to make an excuse for my daddy. He owns the whole thing.
Amen.
It's his. So I look at people and I said, that the place where you are and the place that you need to go, that God is birthing in the spirit, there's a gap in between. In business, we call it a gap analysis, but in the coaching, I call it the void.
Because Amen.
The beginning was God. And then he looked upon the earth and he saw a void. That means it was dark. And all we need to do sometimes is get that word open. All we need to do is
fill the void.
Fill the void. And
fill the void.
God said, let there be light. He flipped the switch on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have clarity.
Amen.
Clarity. This was completely profound to me. God never said that he gave me security in the light. He said he gave me clarity.
Amen. Amen. But you know, but God, you know, he gives us clarity, but he also does, and I don't have a scripture right there, but there is security. I'm thinking about Psalm 91. There is security, you know, and we have to realize that all of that is all inclusive. There's no lack. You know, what God wants to do in our lives. And I'm thinking about, Tina, I'm thinking about when God had looked at our lives. You said something so powerful. You're just flowing today in the spirit. You know, when I'm thinking about when God looked upon our lives, you said God looked upon the earth and it was void. And God said, let there be light. And the same thing, and in that light, everything was contained within that light. So what we have to realize is that as God looked upon our lives and he saw the void, that everything was void, you know, everybody had something that they were trying to fulfill without God. But God said, let there be light. And you already said earlier that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He also said, I am the light of the world. You know, so when he said, let there be light, and when we receive that light, my God, we received everything that we need to make us complete, to be perfect in God. You know, so what we have to realize is now we have to continue to nourish. We have to continue to fill that, not to quench, but we have to continue to edify, to feed the Spirit, amen, the Spirit of the Lord that lives on the inside of us. See, the Holy Spirit's food is the Word, my God. My God.
The smallest particle. Remember in science, some of us who paid attention, I didn't always pay attention, but when I did, I remembered the molecule, and I remember that these little dust particles in the air, right, and they attach themselves to things so they can be seen. And when I think about the fact that God gave us the Word, he is the Word. He gave us this thing that we use frivolously that comes out of our mouth, and he put it on paper so that we can fill our mouth with something different. It's the smallest little particle that you can think of. What's the big deal about doing this? What's the big deal about reading the Word? What's the big deal about praying? What's the big deal about fellowship? It starts to transform you from the inside out.
Mm, talk about it.
Mind, and it changes the way you feel and think about things that even maybe 2 weeks ago might have gotten under your skin and stayed there like a fungus. But now you've been in the Word. You've been dwelling in the Word. You've been reading your Word. The Word is coming out your mouth. You've guarded your eye gate. You've guarded your ear gate. You've guarded your heart gate. And now that same situation has come upon you. That same sister has come to you. And the words that they are saying, because it doesn't come from the same kingdom or the same spirit, now has no effect.
No effect. No effect. No effect. Because when you are fully armed, when you have on the full armor of God, you know, when you have your helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, when you have your feet shod with the readiness for peace, when you have the sword, which is the Word, and always praying, when you have prayer, praying in the Spirit at all times, and you're prepared for anything that's going to come your way, and you're also prepared to walk in love. See, so often we're on the defensive, you know, when we really don't have to be, because we're already shielded, we're already equipped. You know, God calls us to walk in peace. That's why he said that we have to have our feet shod with the readiness to go with the peace of the gospel, and we have to walk in love, because he said the second great commandment was that we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. You know, and the thing about it is if we would love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our strength, and we would love our neighbors as we love ourselves, then we really wouldn't be so concerned about who's hating on us, because
that's
we will also know that the Bible tells us to love our enemies.
That's right. Well, you remember Jesus. I can't remember exactly the scripture and verse, but I'm sure someone in the chat room knows it. But Jesus, remember, he was in the room, and then there was the guys who lowered the paralytic through the roof?
That's right. Great faith.
Remember that?
Great faith.
I
Great
love
faith.
That story, because there's two things that you never really hear people talk about. First of all, who was the owner of that house? Because they sure didn't sweat the fact that their house just got torn up.
Amen.
Amen. As the miracle was going forth, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were plotting to kill him.
That's
so
right.
So I ministered that scripture once and called it, the haters are in the room.
My God.
They're in the room. The miracle's going forth. The man is being blessed. Jesus didn't even just say, oh, look at that people, they're faithful to me. He said, no, I feel their faith. He saw their faith. Because
my
the fact
God.
That the boys climbed up on that roof, took the bed. The man stayed on the bed. I don't know how high it was, but roofs are usually not low. And turned around and ripped up the roof and then lowered the man down completely by faith. Let Jesus see him. Jesus paid attention to what was going on. Set his attention on it. The man was healed. While this is all going on, you know, people were praising God, and they were saying, well, look at this miracle. Look at this thing that's happening with this man. They'd probably seen him all this time laying on that cot.
Amen.
Praising God. And then in the back of the room, the Pharisees and the Sadducees plotted to kill Jesus.
Amen. And that is just the way the story goes, because, you know, as we look at scripture, you know, I've been reading the book of Matthew, and I'm in like the 23rd chapter right now. But even as you look at it, those were the main ones. Those were his opposers. You know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees thought that Jesus was coming to, and knew, not thought, but knew that Jesus was coming to disrupt their way of doing church. You know, he was coming to change the corruption into holiness, into where he came and said, my Father's house will be a house of prayer. You know, he was coming to change the corruption, the what they call the counterfeit, into the real thing. He was coming to say, this is not the way. You know, this is not the way that my Father has called it to be. And what we have to realize is that there will always be enemies of the cross. There will always be the enemies of Christ. You know, the devil, Satan, the adversary will always come against the plan of God, and he uses people. You know, so that's the thing that we don't realize. We get a little bent out of shape, and we get, you know, we quiver in our boots sometimes when we realize that people are not lining up with the vision, and people are not treating us the way that we know we deserve to be treated. But the thing we have to realize is that there is a war between Satan and God, and that Satan definitely comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to take God's glory off of and out of your life. So in other words, he wants your head hanging down to the ground. Satan wants you discouraged, depressed. He wants you to get to the point where you quit. He wants you focusing on the negativity, but that's his world. You know, the negativity, that's Satan's world, and that's what he comes to do. He comes to get our eyes off of Jesus and to put our eyes on him. And we have to realize that when we start focusing on Satan, when we start talking about what the devil is doing in our lives, what we're doing now is glorifying Satan. We're worshiping Satan. So we have to really be careful, because the Bible clearly tells us in the book of Philippians to think on whatsoever things are noble, good, prayer, praiseworthy, of a good report. You know, to keep our minds stayed on Jesus. He is, after all, the author and the finisher of our faith. So when we realize who we are for real, and Tina, you talked about that, with being transformed by the renewing of our minds, you know, getting that word and meditating on that word, letting the Holy Spirit do what the Holy Spirit came to do, bring us into all understanding of the word of God, the plan of God, and the purposes that we are, for which we are in God. When we let the Holy Spirit do his job, then God can continually get the glory in our lives, and we won't have so much conflict with our sisters. That's what we're talking about today. We're talking about, you know, one of the things that we're talking about is having conflict, not with our enemies, but with those in the church, with our sisters, our so-called sisters in the church. You know, why is there so much hating going on? Why so much backbiting? Why so much plotting, like you said, Tina, in the back of the church? You know, you're preaching, you're teaching, somebody's leading, somebody might be singing a song, and they're plotting, sitting in the back of the church on your demise.
And you know what? It's funny, because it comes down to what I always like to talk about, the conversation of the inner man. If I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, which is read my word, pray, stay in fellowship, give glory to God, I do not have time to really think about what Sister Suki's doing.
My God. Hey, hey.
I have to do individually so that I can glorify the Lord where I stand, so that I can say every place that my feet touch, God has given me the land. I can say that whatever I put my hand to is blessed, and that my ears are blessed like the sons of Levi. That's my responsibility to work out my own soul salvation with fear and trembling.
That's right, and guard your heart. And guard your heart. See, because when we let the root of bitterness grow up in our hearts, you know, against a sister in the church, and this is woman to woman, you know, God really calls us for unity. You know, the Bible says how beautiful it is for brethren to dwell together in perfect unity. And God has called us to dwell together in unity. God really wants us to get along, especially those of us who are part of the body. You know, so what we have to do when we know that somebody is not walking in the spirit, but they they're actually walking in the flesh, we have to guard our hearts. First of all, we need to pray for them, you know, because they're being used of the adversary. We have to pray for them. Then we have to be nice to them. You know, we have to continually pray blessings upon them. Then we have to operate in love, a spirit of love. But we can't do that, you know, if we have a heart and heart. If my heart is not guarded and I have let the issues of life get in pertaining to my sister, then I can't love on her. I don't want to love on her. And I'm in disobedience, and the glory of the Lord has been stripped from my life. My anointing now has been diminished because, like you said, Tina, I'm concentrating on the devil, not really the sister that's hating on me, but the devil that's operating on her or in her. So it's just so important that we don't dismiss our sister, but that we understand where she's coming from. Understand that hurt people, hurting people who are hurting, people who have been through stuff, people who have not been regenerated, people who have not been healed, they are more prone to attack. They are more prone to hurt you. You know, they're to hate on you because they have issues, you know. And I tell sisters all of the time that are against me, you know, let me help you. You know, I mean, it's by the grace of God that I am who I am. I, like you said, I don't boast in myself because I'm not, without Jesus, my righteousness is as filthy rags.
That's right.
So let me help you. Let me. And I know people will, you know, a lot of people will, what you mean, help me? You can't help me. But, you know, I come with a different approach, you know. Yeah, I come with a different approach. You know, sister, can I pray with you? Do you feel, is there something you need to talk about? You know, because like I know, and Tina, you know, because of your background, that a lot of people have issues. And their unresolved issues is not because of anything that they have done or have not done, but a lot of this stuff stems from childhood. A lot of this stuff stems from childhood.
And we see, when we finally come into communication with them, we're just getting a snapshot of a lifetime of experience for them. We're just getting a snapshot. So when I look at that and I see a person who is behaving in a certain way or a person who is responding to me a certain way, at one time it used to irritate me. I mean, being from New York, you know, I needed a – you're from the East, so you know.
I'm from Newark.
A lot of prayer.
I'm from Newark, girl.
Of my mouth. You know, I needed a lot of prayer, and I thank God for Jesus because he made it very evident to me that My tongue had to be used to encourage. But
yes.
I had to abstain from the behavior. It wasn't that I didn't think it. I thought that stuff. So, you know.
Exactly.
That was going to my head.
That's good.
Oh, yes. Oh, praise God. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, that chick is so mean.
That's
right. Oh, my
right.
goodness. I can't understand why. It used to bother me. And then when I finally, God let me see that he so loved the world.
My God. Go ahead.
He gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
That's right.
And
amen.
You go down, he talks about, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right? So I
amen.
Said, okay, well, if I'm responding to her in a way to prove myself, who do I believe?
My God.
God. Who do I believe? I know that love conquers all. I know my Father is love. And
that's right.
And I need to walk in faith towards this person because I don't know where they are in their journey.
That's right.
In Christ, I don't know where they are, so I'm not going to judge you. It's not my place to judge you, but I do owe you, according to Romans 13:8. I owe you love.
That's right. Amen. And love covers a multitude of sins. You know, love covers a multitude of sins. And we have to realize again that we have to walk with the compassion of Christ. Christ looked upon the multitudes and he had compassion, you know, and that's what we have to do. We have to walk. We have to have them. We have the mind of Christ. So we have to manifest and exercise and operate under the mind of Christ, not the mind of Pastor Rebecca or Rebecca, not the mind of Tina, you know, but not the mind of Dana, not the mind of Yvonne, not the mind of a word for you, but we have to operate in the mind of Christ. And what does God say? What does Christ believe? That it's not God's will that anyone should perish. So we have a responsibility, and we have been given this ministry. In earthen vessels, we possess a treasure. And we have been given this ministry of reconciliation. It is our responsibility. It is our responsibility to help a sister out. It's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. You just because somebody's hating on you does not give you the right to retaliate.
That's right.
The way it is.
And really, we're going back to that John 3:16, simple Sunday school scripture that Miss Arceola King, one of the seasoned saints in my church, used to make us say every time we walked into Sunday school, for God so loved the world.
That's right. So that means God loves her too.
That's right.
That God loves you and God loves your enemy.
He loves the whosoever. And see, we forget that God made them all.
Amen. Amen.
And he doesn't want anyone to perish. They are the whosoever. Did you get saved for the devil to use you?
Amen. And Dana says in the chat room, Dana said, that's right. Being true children of God, we can only walk in God's plan for us individually, but lovingly be there and encourage. Beautifully said, Dana.
Beautiful.
And Dana. Yeah, and the phone lines are open. Tina and I can go. We can go. We get on the phone, and we iron sharp as iron, and we just are going, you know. So the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. Call in. You know, somebody's sitting there, and you want to call. You have something to say. The phone lines are open. Don't hold back. God wants to, you know, use your voice as well to add to this broadcast today to encourage somebody. You know, we're all called to encourage one another, so to edify one another. So feel free to call in. Amen. And this is Woman to Woman. And love on your sister, you know. Love. Walk in love. You know, the fruit, one of the fruit of the Spirit from the book of Galatians, chapter 5, one of the few, starting with verse 22, is love. You know, I believe it's the first one. Love. Love, peace, joy, patience. You know, we have to walk in the fruit of the Spirit and not operate in the works of the flesh. As you look back in the book of Galatians, you'll see that the works of the flesh are dissensions, which are arguments, fighting, you know, backbiting, hating. That's when you're in the flesh. And another thing the Lord dealt with me on is that we can't be jealous of somebody else. You know, it might look like God is using somebody mightily. I was just watching Joyce Meyer on television as I was braiding my daughter's hair. And I said, wow, God, there's thousands of people that she's ministering to, an auditorium full of people. And, you know, I looked at that thing, and God really asked me right then, how do you feel about it? You know, how do you feel about it? And all I could say is, to God be the glory. Because somebody is standing up, reaching hundreds of thousands of people, thousands of thousands of people for God, you know, talking about Jesus Christ. And he said, it doesn't matter. As long as Jesus Christ is preached, Paul said it. So we have to realize, as long as this gospel is being spread, it doesn't matter if my sister's getting more airtime or if it's my turn or your turn. You know, your turn is going to come. Believe me, your turn is coming. When you get a chance, right now is your turn. If you're there and you're listening, you can call in, and your turn is right now to call up and speak life into somebody, to encourage and exhort somebody. You know, your turn is here. So don't despise small beginnings, and don't fret because other people seem to be getting the limelight or because other people seem to be more versed in Scripture. You might not know as much Scripture. There was a time when I didn't know any Scripture, and right now I could tell you Scripture, but I might not even be able to tell you chapter and verse. I'm a pastor. I have to go back and study to show myself approved. I have to keep studying. Before I begin to quote Scripture, it has to be in my heart. So that's the thing. What I'm saying to you is that it don't have to be about Scripture. We could just talk. You can call in if you have something to say, and you can just talk to us, because we're real folk. We're girls, you know, both of us from the hood. Girls from the hood. Girls from the hood. Did I say that? Yeah, we're can anything good come
from the hood?
Amen. Hallelujah. Can anything good come from the hood? That's a book. I'm going to have to write that. Don't steal
right.
that. Don't
That's
steal
right.
it.
That's right. You need to write that. You need to write that. You know, because as we were talking about the fruit that comes through our bodies, and the prayer and praying the word and praying scriptures, it hit me that one day a young lady said to me, Tina, when you pray, I love to hear you pray because you pray the word. how did you memorize all those scriptures? I said, I didn't memorize those scriptures.
My
those
God.
Scriptures were put into my life because I remember laying on my floor and having nothing but Jesus Christ in my Bible and sitting on that floor looking, going, Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. Speak to me through your word. Speak to me by your spirit. I will not move. I refuse to move until you speak to me. Until you speak to me. So those scriptures would jump out at me, and then I begin to pray them and speak them and come into agreement with the word. And because of it, after years, after years, after years, the word penetrated my heart.
Yes.
Get up and thank God. Thank God for being alive, and I can breathe in and I can breathe out and know that the Lord is
hallelujah.
Inspires me. Inspires me like he did Adam when he breathed into the lungs of Adam in Genesis. And I just get up and I say, Father God, I am the blessed. I'm not the cursed. I'm blessed.
Hallelujah.
I'm blessed going out. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am your daughter. You have not suffered me unto shame or to poverty, Father God. You said that you redeem me from sickness, from death. You redeem me from evil. Father, I thank you because you are the King of glory, the Lord God strong and mighty, the Lord God strong and mighty in battle. He says in his word, return my word to me.
My God.
Remind me of my priest, my sayings. I had no word. I just had a whole bunch of whining when I first started.
And you know, that's the thing that we have to do. We have to put God in remembrance of his word. God bless you, Regina Baker. God bless you. Good to see you, woman of God. Amen. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Amen. Hallelujah. Haven't seen you in a while. Amen. But, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to put God in remembrance of his word. Amen. Hallelujah. And like you said, Tina, after years and years of reading that Bible, the Holy Spirit brought to remembrance every single scripture, every single promise of God. You know,
it was
that
not my brain.
That's
it's
right.
It's not my brain that does it. It's not my intellect or my brilliant capacity to know. It has to do with the fact that my Father promised me that the Spirit of the Lord searches man, yea, even the deep things, and shall bring all things to remembrance.
That's right. And every good and perfect gift comes from God, because there are some people who were born, you know, with a genius ability to remember stuff. My husband is one of those. He has a photographic memory. And, you know, he can't take no credit from that for that. Because every good and perfect gift comes from God. We were created for God's glory. Amen. And that's why we were talking about issues earlier, where God wants us to get all of those issues out and give them to him. You know, he says, take up your cross and die daily. But some of us have died. We're trying to do that. We're trying to take up our cross, die daily, and follow Christ, but we still are carrying our bed of infirmity with us. And what God wants us to do, what God wants you to do, is give him the thing that's making you sick. Give him that issue that you've been carrying around with you for so long. Some of you can't even make it to this point because you're still crippled, like Dana was saying, from some things in the past. So it's just so important for us to make sure that we allow God to strip us down of all of that stuff that we're carrying from the past into the future, so that we can be healed and whole and victorious. And you know, that takes time, but it also takes you being willing to say, Lord, I surrender all.
Amen.
I give you my total self, not just parts of me. I'm not going to hold on to the parts that are familiar. I'm not going to hold on to the pain so that I can nurse it, but I'm going to give you everything. I'm going to give you every experience that I've had, every bit of unforgiveness in my heart, and that's a whole nother program when we talk
that's
about forgiveness.
That's a whole nother.
I'm going to give it to you all. Give God everything. My
give
God.
Give it all to him. You know, one thing that the Lord really spoke to me about, because I asked him one day, I said, Daddy, how can I be in this temporal place when I have an eternal spirit? You have put me in time. And he said, time is not your captive. It is your blessing.
That's right.
So
amen.
When I looked at that, I said, okay, so the things of my past and the things that has happened to me that I happened to, things that I did to myself, those things still impact me, Lord. And he just said very simply, it was in my spirit and through song. God uses me in poetry and song. He would say, the devil gets the thing, makes you look at the things of the past so that you're afraid of the future, so you are ineffective right now.
That's right. That's
because
right.
Now,
you know, that's good. Because it makes me think of a saying that Pastor Claude Alexander said. He said, if you're in the wrong place, doing the right thing, you're ineffective for the kingdom of God. And God just said to me right now, if you're in the wrong place doing the wrong thing, if you're in the right place doing the wrong thing, if you're in the right place doing the wrong thing, you're ineffective for the kingdom of God. So if you're in the here right now nursing the past, what happened back then you're ineffective. That's what you just said. You're ineffective for the kingdom of God. So God wants us to catch up. You know, you have some of us, I think about the little girl in the book of Mark. She was dead, and a sick woman with the issue of blood. So that story was about a dead woman and a sick girl. And the thing about, a sick woman and a dead girl. But the thing about it is God has healed the woman. And so many of us have been healed in the now, but we still have a dead little girl on the inside of us that we've left behind, that we haven't brought up to the past with us. And God wants us to go back now and get the dead girl. He's saying, Talitha Koam, little girl, I say to you, get up. And I said it earlier, that means that God wants that to be manifested. And I believe that there's some little girls on the inside of you right now that have been dead. That's the little girl with the dream. That's the little girl that God gave the vision to. That's the little girl who said, when I grow up, I want to be. But she's dead. And I'm saying to you today, Talitha Koam, which means little girl, I say to you, get up, get up, get up, rise up. Arise up, as Tina read in the scripture from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60. Arise up. Arise up and let the glory of the Lord be upon you in totality, not just partially, but totally. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And one thing I like to ask my clients when we are talking about these things.
Wait a minute, Tina. Amen. Wait a minute, Tina. I want to welcome Marriage Talk, my minister, Amelia. God bless you, Minister Amelia. They're on tonight at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She and her husband have an awesome ministry on marriage. Marriage Talk is their blogtalkradio.com/marriagetalk and also Test Show account. God bless you. I want to welcome you both to the broadcast as we only have 4 minutes remaining. I want to recommend a book to you for healing the pain of the past, and that's my book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart.
Amen.
Amen. It's a powerful ministry, healing the pain of the past, traveling the road to victorious living. And that book has prophecy, prayer, and it also has ministry in it. If you know a woman who's bound by her past, if you are a woman who's bound by her past, then you want to read this book. And it's available on my website, nccmonline.org, and you want to go over there and check that out. And also, Marriage Talk is on Friday night and not tonight. Friday night at 11 p.m. Amen. Go ahead, Tina.
Amen. I'm just going to say really quick that when I speak to a lot of people, we know that we've had pain in the past. We know we have things, and that place becomes a familiar place. It becomes very familiar. There are reasons why we want to stay there, because it protects us. It protects us. But when you think about being a daughter of God, I always ask them, how does that form a belief about the world, about love, about who you are, serve you to where you're going?
That's right.
Serve you to get you there? Is it going to help you? Is it going to be a catalyst? Well, if my word says that if my right eye makes me sin, cut it out, then it's my responsibility, me. It's my ability to respond to myself and those things to say, be thy healed and made whole in the name of Jesus. Because it does not serve the vision that God has given me.
Amen. And you have to get there. You know, you really have to get there. And, you know, Tina and I, we're both well advanced in the kingdom. And, Tina, there are a lot of people who just haven't gotten there yet,
you know,
where they don't have that knowledge. But Tina,
that's
just
where the faith comes in, because I was
dropped some knowledge.
Tina just dropped
some knowledge that, as you say, you know, I'm healed. You know, by his stripes, I was already healed. I'm not waiting to be healed. But it's a process, you know, that you're going to have to go through. And it's a process of trusting God. And that's, again, trusting him enough to give him all of you. And as you do that, you're going to be able to walk in total victory. So, you know, some people are there. And some people are getting there, but we declare that you all are healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By his stripes. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. 1 minute remaining, Tina. Any last thoughts before we close out today's broadcast?
Can we pray?
Amen. Praise God. Go ahead and pray us out. Amen. Hallelujah.
Father God, I just give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. I thank you because you are the Lord all by yourself. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Shalom.
Yes, God.
You are Jehovah Mekadesh. Father God, you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, and I thank you for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
You said to Joshua, fear not. Fear not, fear not, for I've given you the land. So, Father, with everyone who is listening now and the people who will be listening to the replay, Father God, I thank you that you have operated in a capacity through Pastor Rebecca and I that even us as your daughters and at one time probably your problem children that
yes,
were able
Lord.
To talk and testify of the goodness of the Lord. Father, when I could not walk, you carried me, Lord.
Yes,
and I
God.
Thank you that you are carrying my sisters that feel like that all they can do is crawl.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
You, Lord, that you said to me one day in my heart when I was on my knees crying, you said, Lord, you said, Tina, you cannot fall when you're on your knees.
Yes, hallelujah.
So I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the ability and the opportunity to pray that these
things
are healed and these brothers are healed and the whole in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And Father, we thank you for total healing and total prosperity in the lives of every woman that listened today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's it for today's broadcast. We thank you all for being here today. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And tune in next week on Thursday at 12 o'clock. For Pastor Rebecca and Tina Michelle on Woman to Woman. Go and serve the Lord. Peace.
Amen.